Welcome to the Talking Small Biz podcast, where we talk about the stuff entrepreneurs don't want to talk about, but we do.
What's up, guys? Before we get into today's podcast, first, we got to pay some bills.
All right, so Tony, what is one of the key elements to a video? You got to have what?
Music. Oh, yeah, let's try that again. If only we were recording this, Tony looks at Ben cluelessly. I don't know, Ben, that's your industry.
I'm just going to leave that in there. So if you are a video creator like myself, not like Tony.
Yeah, Tony doesn't do music.
You do music. Like your TikTok videos have to have music in it.
Yeah, okay, you got me there.
Anyways, but for professional work, you know, I'm doing air quotes right now, professional work, you got to have a good site to go to. And my go-to site, and this is not just because I'm an ambassador to MusicBed, is MusicBed. Like, I literally get most, probably like 90% of my music for commercial work, for weddings, personal projects come from MusicBed. To me, they have the best music selection that you can get. So if you want to check that out, we'll have a link down below in the show notes.
Yes.
If you want to create a free account.
So they have free and paid accounts.
You can... It's an updated thing. So it used to be like you get a free month or something like that, but now you can create a free account, listen to all the music. Mm-hmm. It's like a watermarked version of it, but you get to listen to all that kind of stuff. And then if you decide to subscribe to the service, you click that link and I get a small commission off of that. Yeah, so this week I've had a bunch of appointments. Let's see, let me go back to my calendar. Uh-huh. Working with Visit Both and trying to get their visitor guide for 2021. So that was, Monday was three different shoots. So I'm doing photos and recording audio for them. Tuesday I had like the mid-morning to late afternoon was working with Rapier Publishing Company and that we're doing some promotional videos for them. Then I had a headshot appointment for the new chief of police. Wednesday, I was like an editing day, but also taking care of my mom. So it was like in between stuff. She has some appointments we had to take care of. Today is, I try to, when I can, like I have Bain Tech. That's a, kind of like a side hustle still.
How's Bain Tech doing?
I got a lot of reviews to do, so that's kind of what I'm working on today.
I'm so jealous of you. You have no idea.
Why?
Because I wanted to be an unboxing. That's what my new entity is, Tony Doodads. Uh-huh. Tony's Doodads. It's a real life review product channel.
Gotcha.
But I'm so jealous of like you and like Unbox Therapy and that one kid we talked about. He's most of the cell phones.
Mute your phones, bro.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
No, just Tony not being having good audio etiquette. there's a lot going on in the different pipelines that I'm involved with. So Evergreen's busy. And then my personal brand, I'm trying to put together this trip out to Yosemite National Park.
I saw that. What was that all about? You looking for a sponsor for that or something?
So, yeah, the thing is, like, I'm in a kind of position to where I personally can't spend extra money at the time. So every year, in a nutshell, Yosemite National Park, there's this waterfall called Horsetail Falls. And it's usually towards the end of February every year. Uh-huh. And the sun hits the waterfall just right to make it look like it's lava flowing out. And so, like, that, it's like a bucket shot type thing. It only happens, or the chances are, it only happens once a year. But the conditions still have to be right. Like, the sun has to be out, can't be foggy, cloudy, all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And you only have a few days in February to hit it. And on top of that, there's only, like, 15-minute window during those days. So, like,
what?
Right before sunset. So, like, that's why it's called, like, a bucket shot. So, photographers... usually try to hit that place up every year. And I've seen it in passing a few times. I'm like, that would be just an incredible shot to try to get just as a photographer. So trying to put together a trip.
And who was the first person standing at the right time, just looking at it like, oh crap.
Actually, like the backstory of it was that there was this dude, I can't remember his name. he was just driving along and happened to see it and like documented it. So this was, I can't remember the time, but Yosemite, they've got a whole post about it. You can Google search it, but it's a really cool phenomenon that happens in the, you know, in nature kind of stuff. So I'm trying to put together a trip. I've sent out some proposals to some organizations. I'm not going to name names because I just don't want. If it happens, I'll definitely give
Once
them
you
the
get the sponsorship, you'll shout them out.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm also, I just kind of put out a, you know, kind of like threw it out there and see what sticks kind of thing. So just seeing if I can get make that happen. If I can't make it happen this year, I'll make better plans for it next year and try to make that trip happen. But so that's like my personal brand, trying to get that going. And then Bain Tech, I've got just a box full of products I need to make videos and content about. So this, I'm just trying to, it's like on the Evergreen side, I'm pretty much caught up with the backlog. Mm-hmm. We've got one more wedding to push out, and my editor, he'll finish that up next week. And that'll be all caught up, so that's fun. So it's like I have a little bit more, quote unquote, time to be able to work on stuff like that. And then, of course, we got talking small biz, like that's another side project too.
I know, right?
It's not, well, I say a side project, but it's still like a legitimate business in a sense. And I guess that's like what we actually want to kind of talk about today.
Talking about business, I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, we're business owners, like those of you listening, possibly listening to this podcast, is that you got stuff to do, stuff to handle.
Yeah.
Projects, I mean, dude, I can't even tell how many quotes for work I have out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how many leads every day I get from businesses wanting Google My Business, website designs, Google Ads, social media, SEO. I'm blessed. Don't get me wrong. I'm blessed.
Right.
But it's hard getting. I'm like right now, as it says, as this recording, I'm 5 days out from taking on any new clients or any new bills, I should say. I could send quotes out, but it's a time period. But speaking of, so I'm blessed. My e-com stores were fixing them up. Some things happened and went down. Had some tracking. Had some shipping issues, so we're hoping to hit them up for the Valentine's Day rush. In the digital marketing world, there's only like really three holidays.
So
Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and immediately after Mother's Day, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So side note kind of thing, like we were starting to talk about some different things that you got to do when you're starting to set up a business, and like we're involved with different different kind of companies and businesses, but I think the better main idea is that it's actually okay to be not have all your eggs in one basket.
That's true.
So
I was told a lot of businesses, they aim, and then they're fired. My buddy told me, if you're gonna do this, you aim, fire, then adjust.
And there's advice out there, and I understand the advice. And I think people, including myself, like I've learned this, I guess, somewhat the hard way in some different ways, but like you niche down so hard. But the thing is like, if we didn't learn anything from 2020, it's like, if you're so niched down into just like one thing when you literally just have like one kind of egg and one kind of basket, the chances, or there's a lot more risk involved. Mm-hmm. To where like if something were to happen, like a pandemic, that everything gets locked down, you're not able to work, you're not able to do anything.
Well, it's a good thing that hasn't happened.
Right. Right. So, like, insert sarcasm, right? But it's like, the thing is like, with how we've positioned ourselves, yes, we have niched down, but we have multiple baskets.
Yes.
So, like, you have a few different baskets. I've got a few different baskets to where, you know, some of the stuff that I do is like, let's see if this works. And if it doesn't, it's okay. Or if it does work, that just benefits me, my family, and my friends, and anybody that's else around me.
As effective,
So, yeah, I really think that the topic of the day definitely needs to be not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Because, well, the funny thing is,
like, have a couple side things going on. While, like, your main hustle, yeah, like, mm-hmm. You definitely need to pay good attention to that. You need to focus on that kind of stuff and make sure it does well. But it's not a bad idea to have a couple more things going on the side.
Yeah. When I do with Pathfinder, a lot of people don't know this. Well, my clients do. It's proof of work. But with Pathfinder Digital Marketing, before the pandemic, it was not my main source of income. my main source of income were my e-com stores and some of my Amazon sales. Well, when the pandemic hit and everyone was trying to get face masks, I couldn't get any of my products out. And Amazon even shut down my store because it was a non-essential store, which hurt. And like overnight, I lost 80% of my income. But Pathfinder has now come and take that place, is now my primary source of income as I'm rebuilding my online stores. And I'm planning on putting those back as being my primary source of income as well. And it's what saved me pretty much, was having multiple baskets, multiple sources of income for me and my family.
Right.
But it was, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's scary. It's hard. And like as you guys heard us saying, like we got stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. So it's like, even in, on the evergreen side of stuff, even like you hear in the photography world or videography, filmmakers, commercial work, whatever it is, that you're supposed to niche down even in those regards. But it's like it's benefited me, at least on the local level, that I'm able to take care of video work. I'm able to take care of photography, creative services, audio recording, podcasting, like all these different things I'm able to do. If I wasn't able to do that kind of stuff, I wouldn't be able to have the income that I have going on right now. And not like a big-headed kind of statement that I'm about to say, is like, but like I have contacts and I've built a reputation to where it's like, if someone needs photography, video, or anything like that that I mentioned, people say, call Josh, call Josh, call Josh. And like, I'll use Visit Dothan as an example. Like I've been able to, you know, I started out with video, but then because I can do photography as well, it's better, it's a win-win for everybody to where it's one less vendor to have to deal with. I'm able to take care of more bases than one. And I can even say that on the wedding side of stuff, rather than a couple having to find a videographer and a photographer, I'm able to take care of both. So they only have to work with one team, and then it's a benefit for myself to where I'm not bumping heads with another vendor or anything like that. I'm able to take care of everything under one roof. So that's why I say, like, if you've considered starting a business or doing anything like that, like, see what, how you can kind of take care of more. You walk into almost any store, a restaurant, anything like that, they just don't serve one thing. They serve multiple things.
Yes.
So, like, you can kind of think about it in that regards too. Like, it's good to, like, learn other stuff. Yes, you know, master, a few things, try to do that well, but, I mean, take chances and learn some new stuff, and you might be able to benefit your business that way.
It is, and something that benefited my business. Have you heard of Neil Patel?
Mm-hmm.
I am now a Neil Patel partner agency.
Nice.
Which means that after some paperwork and lawyers and business consultants back and forth looking at legal documents, I'm still Pathfinder Digital Marketing.
Right.
I'm a partner agency with Neil Patel, which means my company now has the resources and the ability to handle any client, specifically in the PPC and SEO world. So that just happened Monday, actually.
That's cool.
So I'm looking forward to that, to being able to provide better quality work to my clients and the options for other programs that they can opt into if they want to expand their online reputation as well.
So what kind of sparked this conversation too, because I do still want to touch on like setting your business up. So when you are doing different kind of businesses and entities, you don't always have the same kind of like tax filing or tax code and all this kind of stuff. It's like, so using Talking Small Business as an example, we're looking to make money from the podcast. So there's two people that are involved with this. It's not the same as, like Evergreen's an LLC. We don't need to be an LLC. So we consulted Harry. Remind me the exact name of his organization.
The Arch Business Consulting or the SBDC?
The SBDC. So, free resource. And we've talked to him a number of times. Like,
and he'll be on the show again.
That using that resource. And we covered a lot of resources with the our last conversation with the Dothan Chamber of Commerce. That we're using these resources to make sure that we're lining ourselves up correctly for being able to split funds and be able to do things correctly. When it comes time to pay taxes for this particular business, we'll have it set up the correct way.
Well, As we speak on my computer, we have a Harry told us to get a partnership agreement. So we need to fill that out. And then we do have a sponsor for next week's podcast, I hope. So when he pays us, we're going to have to open up a bank account and put that money in there and hopefully grow and get more sponsors and whatnot.
So it's like when we're going through these kind of steps to get sponsorships or even, you know, ad space with, like, we use Anchor FM for our podcast hosting, and there's ad space for that kind of stuff, and you can make money through the, like, affiliate links kind of stuff like that. But the thing is, to even set that up, you have to have a bank account. So it's like you can't just have a PayPal. But then even with a PayPal, you've got to have a bank linked up to that kind of stuff too, to be verified and be able to withdraw money. So it's like, but when you get
the potential is there, though, is what it's shown us.
Oh, for sure. And then it's just taking this, it's not necessarily like an overnight process to get even something as simple as a money-making podcast up and running. We don't have a storefront or anything like that. So obviously you have to, we can skip out on those kind of things, but expenses do come along. Like we don't have our, we have the domain bought, which that costs money, but then.
My niece, the same one I told you about earlier, she's, I'm working with her to start the website. So it's, the progress has,
right,
the step has started.
Yeah, we have the domain bought, so it took funds to buy that. And then that's expenses in itself, but then hosting and all that kind of fun stuff, that's even added expenses. Mm-hmm. So, like, podcasting, yeah, there's free tools to have hosting, but then once you get into it a little bit further, if you want something successful, like, you gotta have a website. There's just no way around it. So those are just some of the things that we wanted to kind of talk about. It's like, not, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try new things out and see what sticks.
Yeah, see what happens. And it's, with me, it's been a hell of a journey. This is my third year as an officially licensed business. Hope the IRS is not listening to this podcast. And the third year is the hardest year. Definitely already had some challenges in the beginning of the year, but it's just, and every day I wake up and I'm like, well, I still have a company to run, I guess.
I don't think there's really anything else to add.
I don't think there is. I think we covered a pretty decent podcast today.
So,
with that being said, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to sponsor us, guess what? We're cheap. No.
Right, exactly.
And please reach out to us if you're a business or someone that deals with businesses, health businesses, anything like that, consulting. Please reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to have you on the show as well.
Outro.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Small Biz podcast. As always, details and show notes in the description down below. And if you have any questions or want to talk to us, hit us up on our social media.